Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
1769.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to our second hour here of the Garden America Radio Show, and probably the worst break that I've ever had. And I say the worst break in terms of...
Sorry for laughing.
You can laugh at me because I took a bite of the red one right before the end of the last... Was it during the break? When did I do that?
Yeah, it was it was right at the beginning of the break. You took a bite of the red hatch pepper.
And I enjoy our breaks at the top of the hour. But I didn't enjoy this break because I guess I'm a wuss. I have to admit. That was 10,000 Scovilles?
Yes.
And I had unbearable. The hiccups. I had to drink water. My eyes were watering, and I'm still getting over it. So obviously, it has to be within your tolerance, your built-in tolerance, to be able to eat hot peppers. Because you said that was only 10,000.
Yeah.
And you had no problem with it, right?
Only 10,000, though, but still 10 times hotter than a jalapeno.
So that just sent me right to the bathroom. I was spitting. I was drinking water. I was sweaty. My eyes were watering. I'm getting better now.
Yeah.
But it stays with me.
Yeah.
So that's probably the hottest pepper that I've ever had.
Okay.
So that's, and that was not a fun experience.
And it's only 10,000 when you're comparing.
But now Tiger ate, there's two forms of it, a green and a red, and the red was the milder one.
So I had the milder one. You had the hotter one.
He ate the green.
And I had 10,000, and you had like 6,000.
And you're fine. That's what I'm saying.
But he did say they were hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it must be. I don't think it's a choice whether you can tolerate it or not. I think it's just, you know, it's built into your DNA whether you can, you know, eat a hot pepper.
You know, and maybe that's why. I asked John why hatch peppers are so popular in New Mexico, and maybe that's why. It's built into their DNA there in New Mexico to be able to eat hot peppers over there.
I believe that it's something built in as far as your tolerance, and it just like, you know, food affects people differently. You know, various types of drugs affect people differently. I think this is the same thing, that my tolerance is probably 500 Scovilles at the most. Man, that was hot.
But now, what if that was in a salsa?
Oh, that'd be delicious.
And you
right?
weren't just eating it straight, but it was mixed with the salsa.
Some tomatoes, some cilantro.
It would definitely, you know, be less harsh, but I would be very careful how thick I would cut the pepper and how many I would put into my salsa.
And seeds.
I took a bite of the one that you took a bite of, and I couldn't taste it at all, but my lips are still tingling.
Yeah, my lips are tingling, too.
Yeah.
So that was... And you said it was sweeter. I think you know what? You tricked me.
I tricked you.
Here, try the red one. It's sweeter. All I thought about was, it's sweeter.
A piece of cake.
Don't try the green one. Try the red one. It's a lot sweeter. So that was my experience during the break. And I'm getting better now. The hiccups are gone. And I've got my little Ritz peanut butter crackers here to hopefully quell the heat in my mouth and my throat right now. Okay, we are back. It is Garden America, second hour, 855 424-9825 here on BizTalk Radio. Also, questions, comments right there on Facebook Live. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com. Do we have any emails, John?
Did you get that answer to that Facebook question?
Which one?
The Tepa pepper.
Oh, the Tapin pepper. I think she wanted to know where they were native to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're native to southern North America, like in maybe some of the southern states, but then down into Mexico and the northern part of South America.
So actually really close to our region then here in San Diego.
Yeah, and they're little tiny chili peppers. And Patsy was mentioning how that some of those would live over.
Uh-huh.
And I had one, and I'm not sure where it came from, maybe just a wild seed, but it came up in a 15-gallon container that I had. And it grew to be about six to seven feet tall and was loaded with peppers. I never ate any of them because I wasn't quite sure.
I think, you know what? I've come to the conclusion I'm more of a peppercini guy.
Well, you know, a Tapin pepper, now this one that you tasted was 10,000 Scoville units.
Right.
Tapin peppers are 50 to 100,000.
I can't even imagine that. Who could tolerate that? I am going to go on Facebook and watch some of these crazy people.
Oh, you definitely need to watch the Carolina Reaper guys. That was hilarious.
Now, does anybody able to eat one of those and just go, not bad, and walk away? I can't imagine that. That's got to affect you big time.
Yeah, I don't. I think those are just too hot.
What's the hottest pepper there is, right, that we know of?
Right. And the Buchalokia, which came from India, was the hottest one known, and that was a million Scoville units. That was about, I'm trying to think now, maybe 10 to 15 years ago.
I was going to say 10 years ago. Mm-hmm.
And so now Carolina Reaper, which just came out in the last few years, is double that.
Wow.
At 2 million. And they'll just keep going hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
People think that's fun.
Yeah, people think it's fun or funny.
You know, one of the things we didn't mention is that because we sell Buchalokia seeds at Garden America.
Right.
And when we have those in bulk quantities and they have to be, they're hand packaged, they're not packaged by machine. And the people that package them have to wear gloves and goggles.
I was going to say, of course.
And and masks, because they don't want the pepper dust to go up into their nose.
Wow.
So you do have to be careful with that.
So now where can people find some of our we've had people ask us, we talk about our seeds. Where can they find our seeds, John?
No, just go to GardenAmerica.com, and all our varieties are listed there.
Okay.
They're shipped out the same week that you order them.
Okay.
The minimum order, though, is 5 packages. If you want one or two or three packages, like we said, if you're in San Diego, go to Mission Hills Nursery.
Right.
I got a brain freeze there for a second. Go up to Durham Nursery, to
Hodges Nursery.
Hodges Nursery.
Right. And I got my seeds from Tiger at Mission Hills Nursery, and I can attest that what I bought, doing fantastic. The carrots, the spinach, the cilantro.
You could probably plant arugula.
And the lettuce.
Do you like arugula?
Is that a country? I think I have room probably. Why do you think I would like it? Why do you think I should?
I think arugula is great in a salad because it's got that nutty flavor.
Nutty.
You were talking
love nutty flavor.
You were talking about how some of the lettuces, like iceberg lettuce, had no flavor at all. You just like the crunch.
Well, no nutritional value, right? I mean, for the most part,
no flavor, no nutritional value. But
I mean, but I
crunch.
Do like the crunch. The crunch is good, right. And you're talking about the arugula.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the reasons why kale is so good for you, because it's genetically closer to the wild herb than any of the lettuces are. All the lettuces have been bred over the years to have different flavors and in different growth characteristics, but the kale is probably the most genetically ancient of the leaf vegetables that we plant. And usually the older something is and the closer it is to the wild species, the more nutrients there are in that plant.
Yeah, and kale is very good for you too, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of nutritional value in kale.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah. Repeating that for those that just joined us. That's what John said. Okay, any email questions, John, at John@GardenAmerica.com.
I'll take a look, though.
Also on Facebook, if you see anything, questions, comments, you can also pick up the phone, call us at 855-424-9825. 9825.
I think I mentioned that if you want to, if you do get our newsletter, that we do have a link to the Sandia Seed Company. You can go and look at Patsy's collection of vegetable seeds there, mainly peppers and some heirloom tomatoes. But there's also a link to her four simple steps on how to make a hot pepper-infused vodka. To, again, we're, it's, it might seem early, but talking about ideas for Christmas gifts.
Right.
So since that is in our newsletter, I also wanted to mention, because you brought it up, that you thought I was promoting the use of cigars and cigarettes.
Well, I read your article in the newsletter this week, and actually it was very good. It was a history of tobacco and how we saved money by growing our own tobacco in, what was it, Virginia, instead of importing a European tobacco?
Yeah, the reason that I wrote the article, though, is because when packaged cigarettes first came out around the turn of the end of the 19th century, right, beginning of the 20th century, they were in flimsy paper packs, and they were hard to hold together. So they stuck a piece of cardboard in to give some substance to the package. And they quickly got the idea that, hey, we could make little trading cards out of these. And there were a lot of gardening ones in there. The Will's cigarettes out of England had, I think it was 1912 and 1913, had a series of roses, up to 100 different varieties of roses pictured on those cards, and then the back told you a little bit about the rose. And now those are collector's items.
Rose cards with cigarettes.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that when All we right. come back from the break. 16 after, 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com, your questions and comments. And also, welcome to Facebook Live. This is our second hour. Target Palafox, Brian Main, John Begnasco.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Time heals all peppers, or at least the effects of all peppers.
Back.
I'm feeling better. Yes, indeed. We are back here at Garden America. Thank you for joining us at 855-424-9825, john at gardenamerica.com.
Well, Patsy was talking about that, endorphin rush?
Yeah, he's invigorated right now.
Now I am.
You feel good.
I feel good now, the first 20 minutes.
And you know what, next time you're going to want a little bigger bite.
You know what?
You're going to eat the whole pepper next time.
It won't be long, right, before you eat the whole pepper.
I think there is a little bit of a rush, though, now, because I'm over the
pain,
the sweltering heat in my mouth.
Peppers are loaded with vitamin C, by the way.
Why my nose cleared up so quickly.
There you go.
Everything, my sinuses are clear. It's all good now. And that red one that I ate, what was the name of that one, Tiger?
It was one of the Hatch Peppers, Extra Hot.
Extra Hot, see?
Yeah, it just said Extra Hot. I don't know. There's a couple that she has listed for Extra Hot, but it was one of the Hatch Peppers.
So you might want to try the mild one next.
Well, so Patsy mentioned on Facebook, glad you're enjoying the peppers, and I had written that I made a mistake and ate a pepper. I don't want her to be misled. No, a good pepper, just very hot. Too hot for me and extra hot. And you said next time try the milder one, right, John?
Yeah. There's milder Hatch Peppers.
Yep.
Hey, we got some emails. Should we cover a few of them?
Let's cover some emails. You betcha.
Okay. This is from our buddy Steve in Simi Valley. He says, hello, garden buddies. I'm trying a habanada pepper plant, and if there was a contest on the slowest growing plant, I would be the world's first place winner.
That's great. Slow growing, is that the norm, John?
You know, I don't think they are that slow growing, but they really like the heat. So I'm wondering, and Steve...
Oh, he's got the heat.
He's in Simi Valley, so he should have the heat.
Yeah, but... It depends on when he planted it, too, because, like Patsy mentioned...
Oh, because now we're having cool nights.
Yeah, that if, you know, she said back in New Mexico, if you plant it in April, it'll sit around for a month, but if you plant it in May, it'll take off right away. So it could have been, if he's planted it late, now it might not be growing. Right?
It's possible.
Right? Am I right?
Possible.
Yeah.
Did you read Rick's question and comment on Facebook?
It's about the NPK, about the flowering?
Yes.
Yeah. So he had made a comment that if she had mentioned that when it begins to flower, mm-hmm. to maybe, not use such a strong nitrogen fertilizer because you want to have the plant focus on flowering.
And nitrogen's not their friend.
Right. And then maybe pump it with a little bit more phosphorus. And he had made the comment, if you have a good organic blend in your soil, you shouldn't need to do that, which is what John has always preached as well,
right,
that plants will take, as long as you provide it in the soil,
they'll take what they need. They're not going to take more than they need.
Yeah.
Just like you're not going to keep eating after you're full.
Well, they will take more than they need.
They will?
That's why chemical fertilizers are not good for plants.
Interesting. Chemical fertilizers, right.
Right. Yeah. They're not going to take more than they need from natural sources.
Right.
You're not going to get unusual growth. But
And then the one thing I will say to defend Patsy, it sounds like she grows a lot in containers. So maybe she's
Containers are different.
Maybe she's using some fertilizers more towards containers. That's why she mentioned that. But in the ground, it's true. If you have a good blend of soil already in a planter box or bed, you should be okay just with an all-purpose fertilizer.
Hey, let's go to Ken. Ken in the Central Valley, who's actually picked up the phone and called us. How about that? 855-424-9825. Ken, Central Valley, thank you for the call. How can we help you, my friend?
Hello.
Hello there,
yeah,
Ken.
I enjoy the peppers, too. I grow habaneros and Thai dragons and things like that. And you're right. For a cold, some Thai dragons and some chicken soup, that'll clear your sinuses right up.
Absolutely. Yeah, one little bite of what I had earlier this morning, and I'm clear as a bell.
That's right.
But called about is I have sago palms, and I'm growing some of those in pots. But I've got some that are getting big, and they're going to outgrow the pots. And I'm wondering when the best time to transplant them is. They're just finishing putting out their last set of shoots for this year, leaves for this year, as near as I can tell.
You can transplant them any time after the new leaves have hardened. You know, when the new leaves come out, they're really soft. And once those have hardened, then it's okay to go ahead and transplant them. And then the other thing to remember when you transplant, they're not palms, they're actually cycads, but their common name is sago palm, that cycads are geotropic. So when you do transplant them, you want to make sure that it's in the exact same direction that it was before you moved it. If not, then when you transplant it, the second or the next set of leaves might come out and be twisted. Did that make sense?
Oh, yeah. All right. Because you know how they can. What he's talking about is they tilt.
Yeah, you know what I do if I'm going to move something, even if it's in a pot or if I'm digging it up out of the ground and I'm going to move one of those. I usually just take a clothespin and clip it on to the end that faces south or north. You could do it any direction. Just remember, you know, hey, when you go to move it, make sure that this is facing south again.
Yeah, just put a little S or an N on the clothespin.
You could do that. I'm not sure that's necessary.
Also, you're going to get a lot of pups and whatnot, so the pups won't matter. But, yeah, I didn't even think about that having to be. Yeah. That's like cactus. Cactus don't like to be turned around either, do they?
A lot of people don't like to be turned around. Same way with plants.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I also grow stovepipe cactus. And
well, there you go.
Well, I grow a little bit of everything. Oh, yeah, I also want to transplant some limequats and just kumquat trees.
Okay, the time to do that is you're in the Central Valley.
Yeah, and they have some of them still have blossoms on them, and some of them are just now starting to produce fruit.
Yeah, and are they in the ground or in pots?
They're in pots.
Okay, the best time to do that would be probably around mid to late March. You could do it now if you're going from a pot. You definitely wouldn't want to move it from the ground, but I think that mid to late March would be better. The problem with doing it now is that on citrus, when they get moved from a pot into the ground, they have a lot more soil available to them. The roots start to grow, and sometimes you get a flush of growth. And, you know, that can be killed if we have a cold winter or freeze. But, you know, if you have to transplant them now, even if you do have a freeze, you just clip back the parts that died during the winter.
I'm probably just going to try and put them into larger pots so they have more room to grow, but I'll probably try and still keep them in pots. I don't have to worry about direction on those, do I? Well,
nope. No.
It wouldn't hurt, though, I suppose.
Well, it wouldn't hurt, but since you bring it up, if you're in an area that has hot summer suns and you change the direction of a tree where the bark is exposed to the sun, and you take the north side of the tree and now have it facing south, that north side's never gotten that sun, and you can get sunburn on the bark, which is why you see a lot of, in hot air, you see a lot of citrus with the white paint on the trunks.
Hey, Ken, we got to take a break. Did that answer your question?
Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
No questions, you betcha. Okay, Ken, yeah,
bye-bye.
We'll do. That, or I should say you do. We'll take your calls. See, the pepper effect is still with me. Can't think, can't talk. We're going to take a break. It is Garden America. As we approach 30 minutes after the hour, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox here on Biz Talk Radio.
Come you want to take the great shows of Biz Talk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new Biz Talk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of Biz Talk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And a lot going on, a lot to cover in the next 25 minutes or so. Your questions and comments on Facebook. And, of course, John at GardenAmerica.com will briefly talk about our Rose auction coming up and, of course, our trip to England. But, John, you have some more email questions we need to get to, and then we'll check out Facebook Live.
All right. This question's from Rick in Grants Pass, Oregon. And he says, how long do pepper plants live? He says... He's had tapen peppers live until he took them out years later. And we were talking during the break about one that I had come up from a seed in my backyard, mm-hmm. and that probably lasted for 3 years. So I guess the bottom line on peppers is they'll live until something kills them, which is cold weather usually, because they're, yeah. for the most part, tropical plants. Tapen peppers are will tolerate a little more cold because they are native to parts of the U.S. So I've had this year, it was grafted, but I had one of our grafted bell peppers that this is the third year in the ground. But I have to admit, it's in a bad area. It didn't produce really well this year, but still lived 3 years.
But 3 years, and that's, I would imagine, because it is grafted, right?
Could be, because the grafted roots are a little bit stronger right. than the regular pepper roots. So that answers that question.
Rick has a quick question on Facebook. Rick is back. Is this the time to plant bulbs for spring?
Yes. Now, it depends on what part of the country you're in. If you're in warmer areas of the country, like maybe from Central California south or in some of the southern states, you probably don't want to plant tulips and hyacinths now.
Yeah, still a little early.
It's a little bit early. They need to be refrigerated. If you live in a hot area of the country, one of the tips on planting tulips is to plant them in the shade rather than in full sun. Because, you know, I mean, it's so hard to get tulips to grow in warm areas because you got to refrigerate them to begin with. And then what almost always happens in the spring, the flower buds begin to open up.
Right.
And then you get a Santa Ana or hot weather, and one day the flower's gone.
Yeah, you have to do your best to keep it cool.
Right.
Everything about the tulip, that's why you plant them in the shade. The
right.
soil's cool. The outside air temperature's cool. You're trying to plant them in a refrigerator for us.
Yeah.
And you're not on tulips. You're not going to save them for the next year. You know, in cold climates, they'll come back year after year. So anyway, those kinds of spring bulbs, I would wait. Tulips and probably hyacinths.
Okay.
It's all right to go ahead and put in daffodils now.
Yeah, daffodils.
And definitely, you should have already put in bearded iris. You're getting towards the time now where if you plant them, there's only a 50-50 chance they'll bloom for next year.
Okay, I hope that answers your question, Rick. Who else do you have, John, at GardenAmerica.com?
Let's see. I have another question from Steve. He says he has a technical question. He sent a picture, and he's got roses in this picture are all planted on the left. And then he's got a little border of bricks between the lawn and the roses. And then he's got looks like Bermuda grass growing from the lawn into the roses. And his question is, if I can find it here, there we go. His question is, if he sprays Teflon ester on the Bermuda grass, is it going to affect the roses? You know, I would keep any chemical off the roses, but it is labeled for using around roses.
Yeah.
And it should not hurt the roses if there's just a drift. But, you know, I would try to keep it off the roses as much as possible. But, yeah, I think it would be okay to go ahead and spray that and not have to worry about it.
Haven't heard Teflon ester mentioned on this show in years.
Really? Maybe we haven't talked about it for a while.
I don't think we have.
Then this one says, hello, Tiger. I missed the name of that product you just mentioned about fruit tree deterrent. Can you tell me once more? Thanks, or email me. I was pruning the Asian pear tree, and the bark is falling off.
Fruit tree deterrent.
Are they?
I'm not sure what that means.
Are they referring to the commercial that you did for Fertilome?
Oh, maybe for Fertilome.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were talking about the...
And that's a pre-recorded commercial that we're talking about here.
Yeah. So what did we talk about during that commercial?
He's thinking back about the copy and the script that you read probably close to 8 months ago.
It was either their triple action product, which is a insecticide, miticide, fungicide kind of topical spray, or it could have been their imidacloprid product, which is a tree and shrub drench for insect control. So I don't know which one it was that you heard, but it was either one of those products. And probably for fruit trees, it more or less would have been the triple action spray from Fertilome.
Okay, very good.
All right, then we've got a caller from Napomo.
A caller?
Yes, well, you forwarded this to me.
Yes, the caller did leave information that I forwarded on to you, yes.
Right, and he wants to know about the life of an onion.
Sounds like
it's
a book.
It's many layers.
Life of an onion.
Seasonal growth, seaside. I'm not sure what he means, but the thing about onions is there are short-day onions and long-day onions. And in the spring, you would want to plant a long-day onion because it'll form its bulb under long-day conditions. But a short-day onion, you would want to plant now, this time of year, because it will produce a bulb under short-day conditions. Does that make sense?
It does, because we're
it would have been even better if they would have just switched the names, where it's like your long-day onion you planted during winter when there's short days.
Just to confuse, but what you're saying is, as the days get shorter, which they are now,
right?
You want the short day onion,
right?
As opposed to like maybe March, April, May, summertime, the long day onion,
right? Because the forming of the bulb of the onion bulb, is dependent on day length, and a lot of plants are affected by day length. You know, there's short day plants, and I was kind of surprised. I was up at work this week, and I saw carts and carts of these 6-inch pots going by that had thousands of poinsettias on them.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So they were about, the plants were already about maybe 8 inches tall, nice and full.
Wow.
But they're short day plants, so they will set their flowers as the days become shorter.
That's going to be Tiger's new pitch now at the nursery when he talks about onions. Well, I would suggest this time of year that you plant a short-day onion because the days are shorter, and it all has to do with the bulbs? Is that what you said?
It has to do with the day length.
No, but
the bulb, the bulb
is
going to
form
going
under
to
those
form.
Conditions.
So what would happen if you planted a long-day onion in the winter when it is short days? Would the bulb rot and never produce?
No, you'd just get green leaves.
You would just get green leaves.
Right.
And they just wouldn't develop into the big onion that you want.
Right.
So that might be a problem some people have.
There's some varieties of onions, like the Walla Walla, which is a sweet onion that everybody really likes and wants
delicious.
To grow. If you live in the southern part of the U.S., you can't grow it because that's a long-day onion. And we don't really have long days this far south.
You know, you brought up a good point, too. A lot of people may be buying these onions and trying to grow them, and they go, I just can't grow onions. It just didn't work.
Right.
And the person at the nursery or somebody didn't tell them what John explained to us in terms of the time of the year and what kind of onion that you want to grow.
Now, most garden centers will sell when they're selling onion plants, they're selling the types that are to be planted that time of the year. They should know.
They should know. Well, yeah.
Well, they bring them in bulb form. But there are seeds. You know, there are some that packages
that you can
buy. Oh, yeah,
that was another part of the question.
That you can buy. And so you might buy it not knowing.
And not know it exactly.
Which one that one is.
Yeah. Should tell you on the back of the package, though.
What was the last part of the question you said?
Well, it had to do with seed size.
Okay.
And they're not, onion seeds aren't that small. They're.
A sesame seed?
Yeah, maybe a little bit bigger. Black.
Mm-hmm.
They're big enough to where you could easily put them in a row with your fingers, not in a little circle all in one spot.
You mean
not
a trough?
Just scattered all over.
Take a little trough and do it right?
Yeah.
It is 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment coming up. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live or however you're listening to us via streaming on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. You can also reach us, John, at GardenAmerica.com, or like Rick's been doing this morning, pose your questions and comments right there on Facebook Live. One more segment coming up. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. We've got to get Tiger back out there.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
Well, boys, it is back to business. We are back on live here, Facebook Live, also Biz Talk Radio nationally. Streaming, however you're listening or watching us, we do thank you. It is Garden America. 51 minutes after the hour, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco. A couple of things to hit, John. Did we finish the most of your email questions?
Yeah, we did, and I want to talk a little bit about our tour coming up to England next year.
That's July of 2018?
Yeah. Before we do that quickly, though, I wanted to mention, but we've been talking about hot things, you know, with these hot peppers.
Oh, yeah.
But in the newsletter, we had also the opposite Did You Know article about miracle fruit. And a lot of our listeners may not be aware of miracle fruit. And miracle fruit, it's a little tiny berry that if you chew on it, anything that you eat for the next half hour tastes really sweet. I was telling Tiger during the break, you could chew on a lemon or a lime and it would taste like the best orange you've ever had.
You could drink vinegar.
You probably could drink vinegar, yeah.
You said that, so you can't say you probably.
Well, you said miracle.
Well, I have had miracle fruit and eaten limes and lemons.
Well, how many varieties of miracle fruit are there?
One.
One variety, that's it.
Yeah. Takes care of it all.
So you eat that, and then maybe wait a little bit, then have something else, and it's going to taste sweet.
Yeah, you think there might be like different varieties, like amazing, not right. Really a miracle, but
yeah,
it is amazing.
No.
Slightly
good. How about that? Isn't that interesting? And let's talk about England, John. And we've already got a lot of people that have signed up for the trip.
We do, and I think we're holding to around 36 people this year.
Okay.
Because that's 12 that each of us can handle.
Yeah, it's how comfortable it's going to be for everybody.
Right. What happens on the tours is that when you get too many people, it's, and especially in some of the gardens, they're smaller. It's hard to get around. And we are going to some private gardens this year. And I think the highlight of the tour is when we first get there, we're going to go to the Hampton Court Flower Show, which is one of the world's largest flower shows. And it should be a perfect time weather-wise in England.
And if you want to do something,
we'll be there July 1st.
If you want to do something in London, you should get there a day or so early, because most, if not all, of our tour is going to be up north with the various
gardens. Outside of London.
Outside of London, yeah.
Right. We'll be in London one day,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest is going to be spent in the Cotswolds and Oxford area. It should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, for Tiger, we had to have something to make him interested in the trip. So our farewell dinner is going to be in the hall that was in Harry Potter.
Where they actually ate their meals. What building is that?
It's in Oxford.
Right.
On one of the campuses.
Right.
Okay.
How many colleges? He was saying there's in Oxford, there's, I don't know, a number of campuses. It's not just Oxford University. It's, you know, a number of campuses, and it was a hall on one of those. I can't remember.
A lot of famous people went to Oxford, obviously. A lot of famous writers.
C.S. Lewis, yep.
Yeah.
I almost said C.W. Lewis. No, C.S. Lewis. Who else, John? Oscar Wilde.
Lewis Carroll.
We can say we went after our trip.
Yes, we can.
That's right.
Did you like my joke a few weeks ago that I made up?
I don't remember it.
It was so good.
What do they call somebody who drops out of Oxford University?
And?
An oxymoron. You liked it better the more it sinks in. So anyway, so we've got that coming up July of 2018, and you should... I'm trying to move on.
I'm just thinking you could make up a lot of stupid jokes like that. Like, what do you call somebody from Oxford after they get out of the shower?
Okay, what?
OxyClean.
Okay, you know what? You know what's really bad? When we stop entertaining the listeners and the viewers.
Just entertain ourselves.
Just entertaining ourselves, and you just happen to be eavesdropping. You got any Oxy things you want to pass on to us?
No, you're the one who started it.
Okay, so we talked about England. But
what you want to do is go to GardenAmerica.com, and right there on the homepage is a link to the England tour.
Right.
And you can... see the cost, and you can see the day-by-day itinerary.
It's all there.
See where we're going to be going.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And I think we're over half sold out, so don't wait too long.
Yeah, don't wait
even though
long
it's
all
not in July, you want to...
It is in July, yeah.
Want to sign up now.
Right. It's going to be in July 2018.
That's right.
It's not July yet, but we're moving... those tickets are really moving, right?
Oxy what?
Let's see. And also,
what?
We should mention, too, briefly, quickly, instead of November, the Rose Auction is in October this year, John.
Oh, wow. That's coming up in a few weeks.
That's coming up in a few weeks. Those that don't live in San Diego, you can. There's a silent auction you can take part in.
Starting October 1st, you can go ahead and bid online if you want, and we'll mail your plants to you. It's for the Save the Roses Foundation, mm-hmm. nonprofit. And they're concerned with preserving genetics of roses that may become extinct. They have a lot of cool roses. I'll be there. You'll be there. Are you going to be there, Tiger?
I'll be there.
All right.
We'll all be there.
We are going to be there. And that's in the same place as it was last year?
In Oceanside, right
off the 78.
If you go to CCRS, mm-hmm. auction.com, CCRS stands for California Coastal Rose Society.
Yes, it does.
So if you go to CCRS... auction.com, mm-hmm. You can find out where it is, the dates, and it's a three-day event, really. The physical auction takes place on Sunday, but on Saturday you can come and listen to the speakers who will present every one of the roses that's going to be on auction, so you can learn about
You can learn about what it is you want to learn about before you bid on it.
Yeah, now I'm a little concerned about you coming this year.
Why is that? I'm ready to go.
Well, I know you're ready to go, but you've been putting so much stuff on your patio, and every year you leave with at least one or two roses.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, are you going to have enough room? Your problem is you don't kill things at the same rate that I do. So
no, they live a long time.
You're running out of room.
I am running out of room. I'll take a picture of my patio so you can see just exactly what I have left and what kind of room there is. But I'll come away with a couple of roses, absolutely. You know, we got to get going because Tiger's camping. We've got to get him back up in the woods after the show.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to go pick some Julian apples.
Yeah.
I completely lost track of the time.
Yeah, we're almost up to the end of the show here.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
All right.
How about that?
Well, then I don't have anything left to say. I'll just be quiet.
No, you don't. How about
that was a good.
How about waving to the
be
camera?
Quiet. That was a good be quiet.
Watch me make John laugh. John? John?
I'm not going to laugh.
Oxymoron.
All right,
hey, thank
I'll
you
wait.
So much.
I'll wait.
Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live, streaming BizTalk Radio, however you pick up the show. That is going to do it. In all seriousness, Tiger's going to get back out in the woods with his family and finish his camping for the weekend. I'm Brian Main. He's John Bagnasco. I want to thank Zach. I want to thank Brandon. The entire crew that keeps us on the air each and every Saturday. Until next time, get growing America from Garden America. Take care. Have a...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.